I made sure to go to my friend's soccer game last week, but he didn't show up for my tournament. That's not fair.
Well, instead of doing something to get back at him, why not show him kindness instead? It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I hope that you're doing well, too. My name is Zach. This year, I got my friend Daniel a really nice gift for his birthday. It was a special comic book that he had really been wanting. But when my birthday came around, he didn't get me anything. He totally forgot. Now, I was mad at first, but then I realized it's more important to forgive. Ephesians 4:32 says this, "Be kind and tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you." Now, let's listen to our story. It's called An Eye for an Eye. Dinar was silent as he rode home from his first Pencak Silat competition. He had been looking forward to the Indonesian martial arts competition and had even won third place, but now he found it hard to celebrate. His father looked at him. "You've been awfully quiet, Dinar," Aya said. "What's the matter?" Dinar sighed and then blurted out, "I gave up my free time and rode my bike really far to cheer Booty's soccer game last week and Yuchak's mathlete the week before. They both said they were coming today, but they didn't show up, and they didn't explain why either." Dinar glanced at his phone, but there were no new messages. "I'm sorry to hear that, Dinar. It hurts when people don't show up for you." Dinar crossed his arms. "Well, I'm never going to show up for them again." Aya frowned. "Dinar, have you heard the saying, an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind?" Dinar shook his head. "It means that trying to get back at people for the way they hurt us doesn't help anyone, because everyone does hurtful things," Aya said. "We all make mistakes and sin against God and one another. Each one of us would deserve revenge because everyone is guilty." Aya turned to look at Dinar. "If Jesus had followed the practice of an eye for an eye, do you think anyone would be saved?" "No," Dinar said. "We all deserve to be punished for our sins, but Jesus took the punishment for us. We learned a verse about that at church. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Aya nodded. "And he tells us to forgive others when they hurt us." "I know. I just don't understand why my friends didn't even bother to tell me they weren't coming." Dinar looked dejected. "Why don't you talk to them? Maybe something happened," said Aya. "All right." Just then, Dinar's phone beeped. "Aya, Booty just texted me, and Yuchak is in the hospital. He got into a bicycle accident on his way home from the park. He was playing soccer with Booty. They must have forgotten about my competition." Dinar looked at his father. "Can we go to the hospital now?" "Sure thing." Aya made a turn for the hospital. Well, how about you? Do you sometimes feel that people treat you badly? Do you wish you could get back at them? It may seem like the fair thing to do, but the Bible tells us not to seek revenge. Instead, we need to remember God's love for us and surrender our desire for revenge to Him. We are all guilty of sinning against God. But instead of punishing us for our wrongs, Jesus died for us. So trust Him to help you forgive others when they hurt you. Our key verse is Romans 5:8.
God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
And here's our key thought for today. Don't take revenge. Read and listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day on the Keys for Kids app. Just search your app store for Keys for Kids. Well, I'm Zach. This is listener-supported Keys for Kids.